Well, it's the 31st of August, 2012.
Yes.
And I'm here in Adair with two of the most important people in the whole of my life. Let me introduce you. This is my mother. She's 86 years of age and she's leaning on a Zimmer frame. Say hello.
Hello.
Very good. And she's and this is my daughter, who is 7 years old.
Hi.
And she's playing on the floor with a thing called Mushy Monsters.
Hi.
Right. And I'm just back from Smith's, the toy shop, with the two of them. Now, what do you have to say for each other? You two have been off shopping.
Hi.
Hi.
And what did you get, Mother, in the shop anyway? Did anyone buy you any toys?
No, but I had the pleasure of playing with Grace.
That
was wonderful.
What were your favourite toys?
It was too hard to make any choice.
Yeah.
Paul, you can put the tea.
Oh, yeah.
In.
The kettle is boiling.
The kettle is about to boil.
And the toast is on.
Yes.
Okay, mind that Zimmer frame as you wheel it around there. Are you making the tea or will I make the tea?
You can make the tea for yourself.
Okay.
And Grace doesn't want tea.
Okay.
And I want coffee.
You want coffee? Do you want black or white?
Black.
Black coffee. Okay, I'll get you a black coffee. Well, guys, what was Smith's like?
It was fantastic.
Did you get anything, Grace?
Yeah, I got lots of things.
Come on, tell the listeners what you got.
A makeup set, and I got Mushy Monsters.
You got these things, Mushy Monsters? You got a set of Mushy Monsters. And was it a hard decision?
No.
Did you have anything else you'd like to have got other than Mushy Monsters?
No.
No? What are you doing now? What are you doing? There's a whole lot of brown things on the ground here. Orange
yeah,
and I've green.
Yeah, I made that.
Well, what's that, a kind of home base?
Dad.
All right, just give me... I mean, I'm not a Mushy Monster, mine. And so, Mum, what's it like to buy toys these days?
It's great fun.
Is it any different from when you used to buy them for me?
There's more to be seen now.
Were there a lot of toys around in the old days?
No.
No.
No? Was that right? No toys around in the old days, Grace?
No.
Would you like a yogurt?
No, I don't eat yogurt at all. I see you're having Irish yogurt, Mother. This is Irish yogurt, diet yogurt, pear and mango. Mm.
Yes.
I'm having tea and you want coffee.
And can you find the tea in front of you there?
I got the tea. What I'm looking for is the coffee. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll do.
Your favourite. Maxwell House Rich Blend. Do fine.
Grace, did you want butter on your toast?
Yes, please.
Mother, I've never seen you so mobile.
See?
What's happened? Are you on drugs?
Please don't tell.
What?
I'm not on drugs. I'm on tablets.
But I mean, some things, you up, out, getting into the car yourself.
I know. For Grace.
Right. She'll get up and...
Grace, would you like your piece of toast, love?
Teas and coffees. You like black?
I wanted black.
Same as myself. Have you always drunk your coffee black?
I think I have, yes.
Yeah.
Did you give me a decent spoon of coffee?
I gave you more than one spoon.
Good.
I put 1¾ in fact.
That's great.
I could go so far as to say there might have been two in there.
Oh my goodness.
Would that be bad, would it?
I wouldn't mind. Now I'm going to sit down, Daddy. Grace, I've left your toast here, lovey.
I mean, other times you'd have come in the door and gone straight and sat down. Now you're making toast and putting on teapots.
I didn't put on teapots.
No, you put on the kettle. I think Grace will come up to the table and get those herself.
Soon.
Will you?
Yeah.
Hey, Grace, your poor grandmother might fall in the middle of the floor if she reaches over with that, and then we'd have to pick her up. Come on. Get up there and save your grandmother from falling.
No.
Yeah. Come on, leave the mushy monsters behind.
Dad, stop it.
Well, come on. Get your legs in gear. Come on now.
No.
Come on, look. What about the toast? I'll eat the toast.
No.
I will. I'll have the toast, don't worry.
No, Dad.
Daddy, don't be mean.
You're more interested in mushy monsters than toast, anyway.
That's because I'm fixing something.
Here, will you pick your grandmother off the floor?
She wasn't on the
floor. She didn't actually. Okay, all right. There you go.
Oh, Junie.
Do you need a hand, Mum?
No, thank you.
Okay. Hey, I must tell you something, Mum. There's a new thing out.
Yes.
Organised by Age Action.
Yes.
Ireland, right? Yes. And this is called Silver Surfers Award. People who use the internet
who
are over 50 years of age.
People who are over 50
yeah,
years of age.
Yeah, people over 50. I think it's 50.
Yeah.
It might be 55, but I think it's only 50.
Yeah.
People over 50 who are using the internet, they can be nominated to be called a Silver Surfer, a little award. I think it's to encourage people like you and me to use the internet.
Well, I don't use it anyway.
When do you used to?
Uh-huh.
I mean, does Google mean anything to you?
Hmm?
Google. If I say Google to you.
I've seen it on that.
Yeah? On the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Grace, does Google mean anything to you?
No. Nope.
Have you ever met Google?
Yeah.
What colour hair does Google have?
All colours.
All colours. Mm.
Great variety.
And if you speak to Google, will Google speak back to you?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. But you talk to him on the television, do you?
No.
Oh.
I think Google's the name of a dog we don't yet have. Is it? Anyway, I'm only just as usual, I'm only joking.
I thought so.
Google isn't a dog.
I know. It comes up in the television.
Google is a thing that finds things for you. You could find yourself in Google.
I don't want to.
I wouldn't blame you. How's the toast?
Hmm?
How's the toast?
Toasted well.
Were you hungry?
No. That's enough.
I'm delighted to sit down. I can't face going back through that traffic.
It'll be gone.
I know, but I got so... I was tired when I got here.
I bet you were exhausted.
And all that, Hi. Anyway... We found Smith's after...
We did.
After my...
But you know, I've been in the other Smith's, which is if you go out and take the road out to Peter's, or, you know, out towards Ennis.
Yeah.
There's a Smith's there.
There is. Do you know, he did say that to me on the phone, you know, and I was so horrified with the idea of going through the tunnel and going out the other side of the river in Limerick. That I just didn't want to believe that there mm-hmm. wasn't another Smith's.
That's the Smith's that I've been, the only one I've been to.
I've been in the one we were in before, but I'd forgotten it. So mm-hmm. I had this feeling, this gut feeling that it was somewhere not too far away.
Yeah.
Grace, you're 7, right? You're talking to your grandma, right? Have a little conversation with her. I just want to get an audio boo of the
no.
two of you chatting. Please, will you?
There's no way that you're getting here. Getting me in an audio booth.
But just imagine in 50 years' time, right? Your children...
This child says no.
Can I do anything to persuade you?
Jammy Dodger?
Pardon?
Jammy Dodger.
If you got a Jammy Dodger, you'll have a conversation with your grandmother, will you?
Yeah.
Fair deal.
What's
I'll get
Jammy
you a,
Dodger?
I'll get you a Jammy Dodger. No, I think that's a fair deal. She named her price...
What's a Jammy Dodger? Oh.
Here you go.
Great.
Now, off you go. I gave you a Grammy Dodger. You talk to your grandmother.
After my Jammy Dodger.
No, you talk to her before you, or while you're eating your Jammy Dodger. Go on. Off you go. The two of you talk to each other.
Hello, Grace.
Hello.
I was delighted to meet you today.
Me too.
And your hair's got so long.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you've got getting to be a very tall girl. I love that green.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Did you wear that going to school?
Yeah.
That's your uniform?
Yeah.
I see. And what class are you in?
First.
First class. Great. What's your teacher's name?
Miss Hayden.
Miss who?
Miss Hayden.
Hayden?
Yeah.
Is she nice?
Yeah.
Great. And you going to play games at school?
Not really.
Next year, maybe?
Yeah.
And have you made any friends there yet?
Loads.
Great. Are they all from near where you live?
Nope.
Do you know their names?
Yeah.
Could you tell me their names?
No.
Why?
Because I don't remember them all.
Oh, I see.
I've got 21 names to remember.
21?
Yeah.
My goodness gracious. Yeah.
Now, come on. Grace, it's your turn to ask questions now, because you've been asked the questions by Grandma. Now you've got to ask her questions.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, you got your Jammy Dodger. You've got to ask some questions.
Why?
Because that's interesting.
It's my birthday. I don't want to do Jammy. Go back.
You have to ask your grandmother some questions. Now you can you can ask her only 5 questions, right? These might be the only 5, and she has to tell the truth, right? You've got to ask her questions, and she can't trick you, right? You've got one chance in life. 5 questions from your grandmother.
Fine.
Grace, what would you like to ask me?
I'm not sure.
What did you say?
Not sure.
Not sure. Takes a while to get used to the name, doesn't it? And what do you call that game?
Mushy Monsters.
My goodness. Do you like it?
Can I have half that Jammy Dodger back, please?
No.
I want the 5 questions to Grandmother. Come on now. Come on now. Ah, look. You're 7 years old, right?
You can't have the half of that Jammy Dodger back because I've already ate it.
See? Her tummy is full, Daddy.
No, it isn't. I would like another one.
Well, another Jammy Dodger. You don't get another Jammy Dodger until after you've asked the 5 questions. And then...
I'll ask the 5 questions only if I get another Jammy Dodger.
I'm putting the Jammy Dodgers away forever then. In fact, we'll forget Jammy Dodgers if you don't do the 5 questions. And even if you do the 5 questions, you won't get another Jammy Dodger unless you ask 5 good ones.
Okay. 5 questions.
Am I a silly old woman? No.
Do you like living in this house?
I do, very much. Thank you for asking me. But will you come and see me sometimes?
Yeah.
Great. And how many people do you think are living here in this whole building?
Hundreds.
No, 31 families.
Oh.
And I don't know the names of half of them.
I think we'll take a break from the questions, because so far we've only got one question, and the Jammy Dodgers are getting stale.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Would you eat one, Daddy?
No,
there behind
I think we forget the Jammy Dodgers, actually.
I'll eat one.
No, not until four more questions have been asked. And they have to be interesting ones now. But the first question was a super question, wasn't it? That was a very good question.
What was it?
That was asking you whether you liked living here in this place.
Oh, I love living here.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see if there's going to be questions later on. I'm going to sit down and have my cup of tea and talk to your mother.
Do.